Mary is the Last Supper Room and Domitian Abbey, King David Hotel, other hotel, the Jerusalem Theater here. This one is called the area of peace and purpose between the Arab population and the Jewish population. And when they started to do this part, they found the old ossuaries, the tombs of the whole house of Caiaphas, right here. We're standing over an aqueduct that was built by Herod, bringing water 27 miles from the mountains of Hebron down to Jerusalem. There's one thing, some of you know this El Shaddai, right? The Shin, and some of you got mezuzah right now, has the word Shin Dalet Yud, God guard the doors of Israel. And Jerusalem is made like this, three valleys, Kidron Valley, the Valley, and Hinnom Valley. And that makes the letter Shin, another name for Shem. So just take a picture and then you go on.
We just need a bigger flash.
No. Turn your flash off and set it on here so that it's
that's
steady.
A good idea.
Yeah. And then zoom to get past all this junk in the foreground.
Okay, let's see a good...
Because there's no flash that will reach that distance.
Yeah. Night scene. Maybe that's the right setting. Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Am I looking at the right place? It's really bright
there. You got the Dome of the Rock. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah. I think I need a different setting.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
I gotta figure out what all these settings mean. Oh, it says raise the flash. I'm not gonna raise the flash. Portrait, landscape, night snapshot, maybe. Doesn't like that. Kids and pets. It likes kids and pets for some reason.
Really?
Standard. Try standard.
No, I didn't do one.
Oh, that's not bad. All right. Looks a little dark, but okay. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord.
Come on, baby. To Jerusalem. We're coming from the south.
was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet.
As we go along, and I know when we get to the hotel, we kind of rush because you have to take care of your luggage. You have EO representative coming to you and all that. Tomorrow we're going to have a wake-up call at 6 o'clock. And you're used to it.
It's a brutal transition.
The dining room here open already at 6, so if anyone feel like going to breakfast, it's anytime from 6. And we will leave, but really leave at 7:30. I want to be on Mount of Olives at 8 o'clock. We're going to go. There's one place, it's not kind of an itinerary, but I think you should see it. Overlooking Bethany and some of the tombs that relate to the Second Temple, maybe one of them is Lazarus' tomb. Then we go to the view of Mount of Olives. We walk down. And if somebody has problem walking downhill, you let us know. You stay with Rami and come on the bus, but it's on purpose I don't do it uphill. I'm doing it going downhill because I really would like to see most... Well, I want to see you there if you can. If not, meet us at Gethsemane. We go to Dominus Flevit, where Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. Then we go down to Gethsemane, and then we drive to Mount Zion. We cannot go to St. Peter in Gallicanta tomorrow because it's so close on Sunday, but we see the Last Supper room and Tomb of David. Right after that, you're going to go to Bethlehem. You're going to have your lunch in Bethlehem. You go to see the Church of Nativity, and the last thing you're going to see tomorrow is the shepherd fields. And then you come back to Jerusalem. So that is one day. The day after, I do not... If the Temple Mount is open, I really would like you to see the Temple Mount. If not, I'll have to do the itinerary a little different. We're going to do Wailing Wall, Temple Mount, Pool of Bethesda, the Via Dolorosa, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and then we go out. I don't know exactly which gate, and the last thing is going to be Garden Tomb. I want to make it clear, we're going to do the free day on Tuesday. Do you all hear it? Some people said they have an appointment or want to meet people. I say it again, it's going to be on Tuesday. Anybody has a problem with that? No? Good. If you go to the Wailing Wall, I know you would like to see Bar Mitzvahs there, and the only day, Monday and Thursday, so day after tomorrow is the day.
Like, I don't think it's appropriate for me to say I have a
I want
problem.
To tell you something. It's not that we didn't do much and we were at leisure. There's something about Jerusalem that makes it more tense. And that's why Jesus didn't have to have most of his ministry here. So I think he had some on Mount of Olives. You have to be very careful with vendors, pickpocketers. Only tomorrow you need your passport because you're going to go to Bethlehem. Always keep single dollars handy. And try to put your money or leave it on the bus. It's always safe to leave things on the bus, all right? And this is very important. We don't want to have any incident of any of us losing the money for pickpocketers. So I'm not telling you not to buy them. You can get very good deals with them, like 30 postcards for $1, 15 or 10 bookmarks, $1, panoramic view. Those shawls that are beautiful, and it's so easy to give gift like that, and it's only $2.50. Like if you buy two, it's $5. You afford $10 if you want. They have those cup Jerusalem. I think there's 6 for $10. If you don't want all of them, you know, just find a neighbor friend here and buy together, right? So these are very reasonable and things that you can pick up on the way. But when we talk, we're together, and please, tomorrow and the day after, we stick together and we move. So easy to get lost, and I don't have time to go back and look and so forth. I need your help tomorrow and the day after. At 7:30, we leave. ready to go, 7:30.
So were you planning to do the optional leisure day?
Yeah, I was going to do the Masada tour.
Okay, well then, I'm going to be available to go with you.
That'll be great. What I'm thinking is just letting Sippy know that you're going to be leaving the group.
No, you know what? I'm going to let her know. I'm going to say I didn't want to say anything before in front of everybody on the bus, but I have prior appointments that I may not be able to break. I'll call them tomorrow and see if there's a way to reschedule, but if I can't, I'll have to keep my commitments.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you weren't able to advise me with any more notice. Because if you really want my opinion, I think they should.
Jaffa Gate is to our right hand side.
They should comp me.
I can use, you know, wipe it out a little bit.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
$65.
Look at the wall, Tower of David. We'll see it. We'll go around it several times.
Oh, there's the Wall of David. Look.
Coming to see you on the bus, remain seated. They will hand out to you the key to the room and stickers to put on the luggage. If you need extra stickers to send, and the same procedure here, if you want to ask them to take more than one luggage, just hand out to the porter $1 per bag. And then I don't know exactly which dining room they set for us today. They have several. So they will give you all this information.
This should be a good step and a half.
Jerusalem is a little cooler than the area we've been to till now. We do a lot more walking, and yes, you can do more walking. Bring comfortable shoes. Again tomorrow, because we're going to Bethlehem, which is into the Palestinian territory, you need your passport.
On our original itinerary, it said Bethlehem was going to be today.
Yeah.
We did drive by it. I got a picture of it. You know, when Jesus wept for Jerusalem, he knew that it was going to end up the way it is today. I mean, he knew it would be decimated and suffer a long time, but then he knew that it would be revived.
This is our hotel. Ahead of us to the left, you see it has the color green. It's called Olive Tree Hotel. They found a very old olive tree and it's right there in the patio. When they did the hotel, they built the hotel, they found there was a hostel which accommodated pilgrims from the Byzantine period at that place.
Wow.
So I will just go ahead to ask for the wake-up call, and I will see you tomorrow on the bus, 7:30. I'm not going home. I'm running home. My son is waiting for me already. You know, I love this work. The only thing that is hard is to be away from home.
Yep.